Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's about time we start getting down to the details. So we've had a lot of introductions, and my task is in the next, although it says 19 minutes, they told me for 15 minutes, and maybe we can take some questions as well, is to really show you a basic understanding of the legal system in Cyprus and the tax incentives that were mentioned by the previous speakers. So let's start by looking at the legal system, first of all. So we do have a competitive advantage, which is enriched by a robust and transparent legal and regulatory framework with an attractive tax regime. This is my summary of the speakers so far. So looking at the legal system, as mentioned earlier, the speakers, we have a system based on the English common law practices and principles. Our company law has been a copy of the 1948 Companies Act of the UK, but has been amended, as the previous speaker mentioned, with various amendments to comply with EU directives. So we have a very friendly and modern common law system. It's a very business-friendly environment, ensures transparency and reliability, and is fully compliant with EU, OECD, and various other international and Financial Stability Forum regulations. So what are the forms of doing business in Cyprus? These are the basic, the most common forms of doing business. We have the private or the public limited liability companies, and we will look at the details on the next slides. We have the branch of foreign corporations. So a foreign corporation can set up a branch in Cyprus. This is effectively just registering with the company's house. Partnerships and funds, which is recently new legislation, and we will have a special session on the funds industry. Looking at the details of each of these items, the private limited liability company is the most common form of doing setting up business structure in Cyprus. It is an independent legal entity owned by the shareholders, but it is separate from the shareholders. It's a separate legal entity. It's managed by the directors, so the management of the company is done by the directors and the board of directors. It is very cost-effective and quick to set up. Apparently, it can take 2 or 3 days to set up a Cyprus company, so that is pretty quick. And it has, compared to the other EU jurisdictions, a very low cost of maintenance. A little bit more details on the formation of the Cyprus company. As I mentioned, it's very quick and easy to set up. There is no minimum share capital requirement, but typically you would see companies with 1,000, 5,000 euros, 10,000 euros share capital. Obviously, with some of the tax incentives, we will see later on, some companies may have a higher share capital. The directors, there's no legal requirement or a restriction to have local directors, so you can have directors from any type of background, any residency. However, it is recommended that you do have Cyprus tax directors, which ensures for tax purposes that the company is managed and controlled from Cyprus. So we see more and more of directors being located in Cyprus. Substance, again, there is no legal requirement, but with developments around the world, it is always recommended to have substance in Cyprus by renting offices and having proper business presence. There is an audit requirement for every company in Cyprus, which is under the International Accounting Standards and IFRS, which is a legal requirement. And there is a tax filing on an annual basis of the company's tax return. In terms of the branch, a foreign company can set up a branch. It is not a separate legal entity from the foreign parent. It is the foreign company registering with the registrar of companies. It is taxed in the same way and the same manner as any other company in Cyprus, and it needs to have a local representative to be the person in charge of the branch in Cyprus. The partnership, again, this is a a separate legal entity. You can have limited or unlimited partners. However, if you have limited partners, you need to have at least one unlimited partner, one general partner. And for tax purposes, partnerships are treated as transparent, so the partners are subject to tax, and their taxation will depend on their circumstances, whether they're resident or not of Cyprus. Funds, I will not mention a lot on this, there's a separate section on funds, but we're seeing more and more funds being set up in Cyprus as a place for attracting investors. Now let's look at the tax environment. As mentioned by the Minister, the tax generally is very investor-friendly. It's a system, or the friendliness of our tax system has been around since 1978. Cyprus has always attracted foreign investors, and all political parties are in support of having a friendly tax environment to attract foreign investors. It continuously is updated and continuously follows developments globally. The basic benefits, we have the corporate tax rate of 12.5%. This is the rate subject for which companies are subject to tax. We've recently had the introduction of notional interest deduction. This is interest calculated on the share capital of the company, which is a deductible expense, which can be up to 80% of the profits, of the taxable profits, in the form of an interest expense, which is calculated on the 10-year government bond of the country in which the capital has been invested, plus a 3% uplift on the government bond rate. We don't have any withholding taxes, no withholding taxes on payments out of Cyprus. Foreign gains or losses are completely ignored for tax purposes. No thin capitalization rules, and interest deduction fully deductible as long as this is considered an expense wholly and exclusively incurred for the production of income. In terms of holding companies, we have further benefits. Dividend income is completely exempt from tax when the company receives such dividends from foreign subsidiaries. Profits from the disposal of shares are completely exempt from tax. Dividends received from other EU jurisdictions are not subject to withholding tax in the relevant EU jurisdiction, and dividends received from treaty countries, as you know, would be reduced by the relevant treaty rate. Dividend payments from Cyprus to the overseas investor are not subject to any withholding tax. We do not have any CFC rules, controlled foreign corporation rules, in Cyprus, and no capital gains tax unless you are selling Cyprus real estate or shares in a company that owns Cyprus real estate. Cyprus is also used for financing activities, again with a corporate tax rate of 12.5%, and the notional interest deduction, which can be up to 80% of the interest payments. This can give you an effective tax rate of 2.5%, 2.5% on the net profits of the financing company being used to finance group operations. Again, using the EU directives, interest received from European countries is not subject to any withholding tax in the European location, and interest received from treaty countries usually benefits from reduced withholding taxes. Interest paid from Cyprus has no withholding tax, and we do not have any thin capitalization rules. These are rules on the ratios between debt and equity. Currently, Cyprus does not have any thin capitalization rules which would reduce the level of interest payments. Cyprus is also attractive for intellectual property companies. Now, generally, the IP regimes around Europe have undergone a reform following the European Commission's recommendations for implementing the Nexus approach, which really effectively means give benefits only to those that have real presence and real research carried out on the island. So based on this approach, Cyprus has reformed its IP regime. It is based on the Nexus approach. You can get up to 80% exemption of qualifying income from intellectual property. This is really a ratio that will determine based on the costs incurred for research, and if one is carrying out the whole of the research in Cyprus, it can get up to 80% of its income exempt from tax. And this is a system approved by the European Union. Gains on the disposal of the qualifying intellectual property is completely exempt from tax. And qualifying royalties received from the European Union, again, have no withholding tax under the royalty directive. And royalties granted for use outside of Cyprus are not subject to any withholding tax when these are paid from Cyprus. Now, in encouraging companies to set up substance and to have a business presence on the island, a number of incentives are available for top executives and other non-Cypriots who come to work on the island. There is an exemption for income of more than 100,000 a year earned from employment in Cyprus. This is 50% exempt from tax for 10 years, for the first 10 years. Our top tax rate is 35%, so effectively this means a top executive that relocates to Cyprus would be paying tax at around 17.5%. There's the domicile concept, which effectively means that a non-domicile, a domicile concept follows the UK concept, which means if your origin is not from Cyprus, then your investment income, interest, and dividends will be completely exempt from tax for 17 years out of 20 being in Cyprus. This also applies not only to non-Cypriot origins, but also those who are of Cypriot origin but have lived abroad for at least 20 years. So this, again, it's a measure to encourage also our community or our Cypriots who are living abroad to relocate to Cyprus by giving them this exemption on their investment income. Profits on the sale of securities is also exempt from tax. Capital gains tax, again, there is no tax on the disposal of real estate abroad or any other types of capital gains. We have no gift tax and no estate duty. So just quickly ending towards the end of my presentation, the tonnage tax system, I will quickly mention the tonnage tax system, which would be covered as a separate section, as a separate presentation later on. We have a special tax regime applicable to qualifying ship owners, charterers, and ship management companies who pay tax based on the tonnage of the ships under ownership or under management. And these companies are exempt from tax on their profits from the exploitation of the qualifying ships, from the profits of the disposal of the ship. Again, these are exempt from tax and they are subject to the tonnage tax system. Any dividends that are paid directly or indirectly out of shipping profits are also exempt from tax, and any interest on funds used as working capital or for the financing of the shipping operations, again, these are exempt from tax. These are the tonnage rates, and you can find more details, I'm sure, in most of the brochures that are outside, but these are the tonnage tax rates for qualifying ships and ship management companies. In addition, there are benefits to the crews of the ship. Crew earnings of Cyprus ships are exempt from Cyprus income tax, and non-Cypriot crew members may also enjoy total exemption depending on the tax treaty with the country from which they are resident. Finally, Cyprus has a wide and extensive treaty network which is continuously being improved. And today we have treaties with 60 countries, and I know for the fact that the Ministry is negotiating a number of new treaties with new countries and new regions, maybe around Africa is a new region that we need to expand our treaty network. South America is also a new region that is being expanded. So these are currently the treaties that are in place, and there are a number of treaties under negotiation which hopefully should be concluded pretty soon. So I have concluded my presentation. We have another few minutes if you want to take any questions. Otherwise, I can take questions during the breaks of today. No questions? I'm available anytime during the whole of the day today. Thank you very much.